The reading today is from John chapter 19, verses 1 to 7, and can be found on page 1087. Page 1087. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him in the face. Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jews insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Richard. Now, I forgot to show my photos earlier, so apologies to the sound desk. Because last summer, most of us saw a coronation on the television of King Bob. Do you remember? No, King Simon. No, who was it?
Charles.
King Charles. King Charles. And that was at Westminster Abbey. And at the centre of all the pageantry was this. Look at the screen. The crown of gold was placed on his head. And he donned a purple robe, which was a royal robe of state. And it had gold on it. Do you see the gold down the front? And then he left the abbey for a two-hour procession, and there were 4,000 soldiers involved. Lots of soldiers processing. And then there was a guard of honour when he got to the palace, and cannons went off. Now that is a coronation, isn't it? What a coronation. A resplendent king, a proud people, lots of splendour and wealth, just as you would expect. But in our Bible reading, it was very different, wasn't it? It was very different. How incredibly sad it was. A dark, dark day. A dark day. It was a terrible time for Jesus. Were you listening to the Bible reading? It was a terrible time for Jesus, but it was also good news. Very good news. Because of what it means for us. It's all about Jesus's glory. So Jesus was arrested for no reason. He appears before Israel's leaders. It was a nighttime court, which wasn't allowed. Boo. And they asked him all sorts of questions, which they shouldn't have done. And they said he had done things that he had never done. But also, they told him, they said he was guilty of blasphemy. Does anyone know what blasphemy is? Blasphemy is claiming to be God or God's son. And that was very wrong, unless you were God's son. It's full of lies. They simply want Jesus out of the way. That can be a bit like me sometimes. Maybe like you, wanting Jesus out of the way. They had to get rid of Jesus, but they needed someone to do it. They needed the Romans to get rid of him for them, because they were the rulers at the time. And in our Bible reading, there's a long argument between Pilate, the Roman governor, the leader, and the religious leaders, Israel's leaders. This big argument, and in the middle, quietly, was, who do you think? Jesus, quietly in the middle, thank you. So here is Jesus, says Pilate, an innocent man. Here is Jesus, an innocent man. Now, what really made Israel's leaders angry was that Jesus was claiming to be God. But they knew that Pilate would not be interested in that because it was a sort of God thing. It was a religious thing. It was a Bible thing. And he didn't care about that sort of stuff. So that they told Pilate that Jesus was claiming to be a king. Jesus was claiming to be a king, which would be interesting to Pilate because no one else was allowed to be a king except Caesar, the Roman king. But on meeting Jesus, Pilate thought, no way was this Jesus a king. In fact, in these chapters from John, Pilate keeps saying that Jesus is innocent. Three times Pilate says Jesus is innocent. And three times Israel's leaders say, no, he needs to die. He's innocent, he's innocent, he's innocent. No, he needs to die, die, die. So Pilate tries to show them that Jesus cannot be a king, and he has him beaten. Did you hear that at the beginning of the Bible reading? He has Jesus flogged, beaten. And it was horrible. And he wanted to show that this weak, bruised, and bloodied man was innocent of being a king. It was a ridiculous spectacle. I mean, compare it to King Charles's coronation. Unlike the abbey that was full of well-wishers, Jesus, how many supporters did he have, you lot? How many supporters? Zero. Brilliant answer. Zero. No supporters at all. Yes, there were soldiers at Jesus' coronation declaring that Jesus was king, but as a joke, to mock Jesus. And they combined it with their fists. And yes, there's a crown at Jesus' coronation, but it was one with large, very sharp thorns shoved down on Jesus' head. And there is a long procession, but all the way to the cross. It's a coronation like no other. And Pilate says in verse 4, here is the man. And yes, Jesus was the truest man, the truest sense or version of a man. This is what it looks like to serve God without compromise in the world today. This is true passion for the Lord as we look at the broken Jesus in front of us in our Bible reading. Jesus did it perfectly. So here is an innocent man. But secondly, here is your king. Your king. Pilate won't accept Jesus as king to threaten Rome. So Israel's leaders have a final card to play. In verse 7, they say, he claims to be God's son. And that frightens Pilate because he's just had him beaten and flogged. So Pilate asks Jesus, where are you from? And Jesus has already said where he's from. In the last chapter, he had an authority out of this world. And in John 1, we find out that he has come from God. Well, who's in charge in your household? Your dad, yeah, I heard that. Who's in charge? Maybe a parent? Who's in charge at school? Teachers. Head teachers. Support workers are in charge. Thank you, Jackie, absolutely. What about the office? The boss? Head teacher? Well, Pilate thinks, I'm in charge. Verse 10 says, don't you realize I have power to either free you or to crucify you? And we do that, don't we? I'm in charge. I make the decisions. And we push Jesus out of it. Well, how does Jesus respond? Verse 11. You only have power to decide because God's given it to you. Jesus is ruler. He's the boss. He's in charge of all of this. But he looks so weak, doesn't he? He looks so powerless. Isn't choosing Jesus a bad decision? Isn't it? Well, at Charles's coronation, what was he given, Pat? Do you remember what was he given? I've got a picture of it on the screen, actually. He was given the orb and the cross on it. And as Charles received the orb, these things, this was written, this was said, remember this orb set under the cross, and remember that the whole world is subject to the power and empire of Christ our Redeemer. Spot on, isn't it? Absolutely true. Jesus is the King, the Christ, and he's come to be King over all. Often we're drawn to follow powerful people or proud people or boasting people, show-offs. See that in some of our politicians, don't we? We don't seem to choose a leader who would sacrificially and at great cost serve his people. And that's what's going on here. So my last point. Here is Jesus, God's glory. So Jesus is being mocked, do you remember? He's being beaten, derided, he's suffering. But we're learning this is his glory. This is the King I desperately need. You see, he didn't come to earth to be served, but to serve. He didn't come to be admired, to be popular. He refused to pursue his own comfort and ease. And here, he didn't defend his perfect innocence, did he? He was being accused of all those things, and he was silent. So why? Why is he doing this? So that he might go to the cross for you and for me. This is Jesus' glory. Folks, this is Jesus' glory. That he might go to the cross for you and me. Jesus, who showed astonishing power. Can anyone think of any miracles that Jesus did? Heal people? Anything else? Turn water into wine? Raise the dead? Thank you, Jackie. Brilliant. Yep, he got rid of Satan, didn't he? He pushed out the demons. What about anything else? Well, he sort of did. Yeah, God did that, didn't he? And Jesus did exactly the same thing. He calmed the storm. Absolutely. He did amazing things, and yet he even made the hands of the men who beat him. He even gave the breath to the soldiers who mocked him with their words. And yet, he allowed all of this. He could have easily escaped. He could have defeated them all. But he went to the cross. This is his glory, and he did it for you and for me. Here is Jesus' glory. You see, over these chapters, the people charged Jesus with two main crimes, and that's treason and blasphemy. Do you remember that? Treason, he was claiming to be God's king, said the people. But there's no other king but Jesus, but Caesar. And hoping he'd be put to death, they said, he's God's son, blasphemy. Those are the very crimes that he's charged with, and that's the very crimes that we do, isn't it? Treason, we've all done that. We've all put the crown on our heads. We've rebelled against him, pushed him away. And blasphemy, I act like God in God's world. That's the heart of my sin, doing what I want. The two main charges Jesus went to the cross for my treason, for my blasphemy. So Jesus stands in our place, doesn't he? He stands in our place, condemned for all of us. Why? to bring us to God forever. This is God's glory. Have you ever seen anything like this? Have you ever met someone like this? This bloodied, bruised king going to the cross for you and for me. This is Jesus' glory. And as we think about Jesus like this, he's not in disguise, as though the blood and the bruises were hiding the true Jesus. This is the clearest view of all of Jesus. Here we see what God himself is like. This coronation here in John 19 is the most glorious coronation of all. Jesus, God's glory. This is the king I desperately need. He meets my deepest need. My heart can be cleaned by him. The one who will give his all, whatever the cost, is my king. And I hope he's yours too. Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to be king. He loved us that much. And thank you that here, as he stands before Pilate and the baying crowd, this is his glory. He stood there for you, for us. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.